When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hi everyone, Alex here, just letting you know that this episode is sponsored by Euphony and their brand new sci-fi audio drama podcast, Crypto Z. Crypto Z is set in a deeply immersive, fast-paced, futuristic world where ICC agents are risking everything to restore life on the planet. The first season follows Jane Silver, a cryptozoologist who is deployed on a tense mission to track and capture a human-like creature, the mesmerizing and menacing Iceman. Prepare to be transported into the wilderness with Jane as she ascends through the Alps and comes face to face with her quarry. This podcast has been created by New York Times bestselling novelist Danielle Trussoni and award-winning filmmaker Hadrian Royan, and it is a whirlwind of action and suspense from episode one. Crypto Z is launching right now, so why not head over and subscribe via your favorite podcatcher? Just search Crypto Z, that's CRYPTO hyphen Z, or follow the link in the show notes to today's episode.
Episode 154 of the Rustical Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM Alex Newell. With me today I have
Ben Meredith,
Bryn Monroe,
Lydia Nicholas,
and Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Zolf Smith,
Hamid Salah and Altahan,
Sel Sidebottom,
and Azzy.
And complete sidebar, I've realised how dark it is with the temporary replacement bulb we've got in the studio.
It's spooky.
It's real kind of moody, like Western boudoir vibes.
I am finding it very romantic.
If I go quiet halfway through the episode, it's because I have fallen asleep.
Yeah, it's more of a recording saloon.
If I go quiet,
now.
It's because the rows between my teeth made it too difficult to speak.
So we are going to be picking up, broadly speaking, where we left off, which is having, to all intents and purposes, conquered the Shoin Institute and being placed in a holding cell so that you can do your standard decontamination, which is wait and see. You have all gotten real drunk and had a bit of sharing, had a bit of caring, but I'm not going to pick up with you continuing to be drunk. The earliest that I want to pick up is the morning after.
We're all hungover.
However, if people want to skip further ahead, that's fine. But I am interested in the morning after if people are willing.
Zolf hungover.
No, I had a real intrusive freeze frame to who slept with whom.
No, we can't do this. We can't do this to the fans.
There's a pile of clothes at the bottom of the stairs, but we don't know who they are.
Ooh. And there was only one corridor.
Yeah. Super awkward.
Right. With that in mind, then, I am going to jump to the morning after to get NPCs out of the way. Barnes is still up the stairs in the stairway, making a mess of his spine for no real reason. And Carter is still face down where he was left.
Aww. I'm going to go and check on Carter to make sure he's still breathing.
Give me a heal check.
Okay. I forgot.
He's dead.
That'd be such a bleak twist.
Oh dear.
That'd be such a bleak twist.
That's an 18.
Yeah, he'd probably be fine. You consider turning him over and go, actually, he's probably better
like
this.
I'll put him in the recovery position.
You make a point of angling his head into the corner as opposed to into the room so that if things happen, they're happening away
from the team. I only want him to be covered in sick. I don't want all of us to be covered in sick.
Absolutely. He'll probably be fine. He might be slightly dumber the amount of alcohol he must have taken in.
Oh, well. It's Carter.
Yeah, but think about it in terms of percentages. He's not got a lot to lose. That's like 60% gone.
I'm still asleep. I'm sleeping late.
That makes sense.
I drank a lot.
What else have you got to do?
Sell that snores. Aww.
I'm enjoying that my insight into the morning after is exactly what I expected, which is...
Hammond feels okay. Hammond was actually very sensible and only had a couple of glasses of wine.
Oh. Boo. Boo. And it was really good wine as well.
Yeah. But Hammond is going to get out a piece of chalk and start writing on the walls.
Okay. If I...
What?
It's time to create a conspiracy board.
I'm going to come and watch because I have a very high constitution, so I probably feel okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, that scans.
Yes,
like,
it does.
Hangovers are directly proportional to your con modifier, people.
What is my con modifier? Sel is sleeping through the hangover and is cuddling the bottle of Elvish Mead.
Oh, yeah.
Did Sel drink the Elvish Mead? Sel just now has the Elvish Mead.
Yeah, they're keeping it.
Yeah.
I have a much higher con mod than Azu does.
I never said you were more hungover.
No, I'm just making a point to Helen. You know,
that's fine.
If you'd like, you can give a bunch of knowledge checks that other people could do better.
I did enjoy listening back.
You came out so much worse, and I'm so happy about it. Okay.
So the four headings, one on each wall.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Simulacrum.
Yep.
Infection.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Ceiling. And squid.
Is it squid? Like question mark.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do we know it's called a kraken? Did we work that out?
Yes.
I can't remember. Okay,
yeah.
I'll probably write kraken.
Well, Zolf. I mean, it was written, and Zolf was like, "Yeah, I know about krakens."
Okay, I'll rub out squid and write kraken when I think a little bit harder. So yeah, basically, I'm going to start probably listing questions as much as answers.
Yeah.
What are your questions?
What are you buying?
What are you selling?
We know that Edison designed the simulacrum. No, we know that Tesla designed the simulacrum, but Edison built it. We know that it was capable of self-producing, but we also know that someone had a factory churning them out. Now, we don't know who was running that factory. We think Cult of Hades, so that'll be on there with a question mark.
Wasn't it the person that looked like he would have been Byron's son?
Maybe Wellington.
Yeah.
So I'll put like Wellington with a double question mark.
You remembered so much stuff, Brent. Like, I'm just like, what?
Oh, this is great because obviously Grizzle's dead, so I don't have to remember anything.
Hey, you know what?
You've got even better.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. The other thing is we don't know where those simulacrum would potentially be going to be shipped to afterwards. So I'll write something like destination/receiver question mark. The other thing we know about the simulacrum is there was a kill switch. Tesla designed a kill switch, and we found the partial design for that in the Cairo vault. We believe a cleric of Hephaestus started working on it, but that person seems to have disappeared.
Mm.
That's probably everything under the simulacrum for now. Mr. Ceiling. So that's designed by Henri, technology shared with Shoin. Did other instances get founded or started? We don't know. We know the one under Paris was thoroughly destroyed.
Energy source stuff?
Yeah, I'm wondering, that's going to go somewhere. I haven't worked that out yet, really.
Newton and Leon.
Yeah. So, infection, again, some questions. Where did it start? What is the mechanism? What is the goal of the infected is one of the big questions Hamid has. Because he doesn't know, because, again, we've been away.
We don't know that they're bad. We don't know what they're actually doing.
Yeah, what is the goal of the infected? How much coordination do they show? What are their tactics? How is Shoin involved? What did he do? What did he do?
Do you want a pen and paper to write these down so that you have your list of questions?
Well, maybe. I mean, I'm honestly, I think I've got a lot of it in my head. I've been thinking about this for a while. You can tell it's the beginning of a session because Bryn has spent the last couple of days being like, right, what do I need to remember to start this session?
You did prep, well done.
Yeah, you really did. I was just like, ha-ha.
Yeah. Yay, seeing my friends. I'm going to have chips.
I love you, Bryn.
I've gotten so invested in this at this point. I am
I just turn up and hope I can do the voice.
It's not that we're not invested in the game.
No,
we're just not nerds.
I'm completely obsessed, like a big old nerd.
We're the jocks of roleplay.
Yeah. You're the cool kids.
I mean, we are reaching the point where you're all powering towards The Dream, which is a game that's been running so long you've now outplayed like most games that will ever exist, which is weird.
Oh, no, apart from like the 20-year ones.
Oh, yeah, the truly enormous, enormous ones, but they're few and far between.
What else does Shoin know? We know he severed the corpus callosum to prevent transfer from one side to the other, but it seems like because he's had direct contact and might still not be completely infected, he might know a lot.
Oh, he knows how to be a butt, says Zolf. clambering up, having just woken up.
Thanks, Zolf.
That's a big list of questions.
Yeah, I really want to... There's so many things we don't know, but I think that probably amongst the people in this room, we've got a lot of answers, and we've still got all the paperwork from Shoin that we could go through, and if Wild has any others, but he probably won't give it to us until we're out of the week, I guess. But, you know, I just think it's worth working out what we already know and what we still need to know before we charge off on the next urgent quest.
Makes sense, we've got time.
So, under the Kraken, how were they communicating? How were they controlled? Did we disrupt/destroy that? What was Shoeen's goal? Were they responsible for the weird weather things? Probably yes.
In brackets.
Yeah.
Oh, your handwriting's so neat as well, isn't it?
Oh, I bet it is.
Hammond's is pretty neat, yeah.
Oh, it'd be like looking at a banking ledger, just with nice cursive, all of the margins, perfect.
As he's been putting little doodles beside each title.
Yeah, works for me.
Little Kraken.
I've got a whole selection of chalk colours as well.
Is there showing there's just a circle with a brain inside?
Yeah. And of course, as it wasn't there for Mr. Sean, so she just put a smiley face.
I mean, pretty close. That's what I imagined.
Yeah, and probably then I go back to the Mr. Ceiling wall and write about the power source and be like, was it successfully miniaturised? How was it modified? Is it present in other places? Because we don't know that for sure, but we think. Because I think that is a separate thread. And it's actually one of the things that probably links some of these different walls. Now, what Bryn has been saying is not necessarily exactly word for word what Hammond's been writing. I just want to create the impression of what's going on.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we've got a big, basically it's a huge mind map of all the kind of questions and answers that we have. And it's for the team to brainstorm on and work out what happens next, what we know, what we don't know.
Don't forget about the seed.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. But we don't really know anything about that, apart from the fact that it's probably related.
Yeah, but what I'm thinking is...
Cell's woken up.
We're doing a plan.
I hand Cell a glass of water.
Aww. Oh, thank you, little buddy. Thanks. Sorry, what, was there a mysterious object that I... What? Because, I mean, I might...
Got a seed.
Oh, okay, I'm not really a biologist.
No.
Yeah, well, it's weird. It's sort of metallic as well. I mean, you can have a look, but we still never really worked out anything about
sort
it.
Sort of thing. I'll just, like, could I roll a knowledge
only
alchemy?
Knowledge nature.
Oh. Okay, yeah, I've got a lot of that.
Roll knowledge nature. You might be the only character it's physically possible to get any info from.
Yeah, it is.
Certainly
this is, of course, the time that I roll a three.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I'm hoping for. I'd rather you didn't do well.
A two.
Which gives you...
A 14.
You've never seen anything like it before.
I've never seen anything like it before, which in fact is quite a lot of information, because I have seen a lot of things.
We were going to go to Svalbard with the seed bank up there. See, though, I think... I don't know if that's related to the infection either, because I've always been maybe suspicious that it's some kind of weird actual plant.
Change the whole...
Because it's not magical. It can't be magical, because, you know, you lot get done by it.
Mm.
So maybe it is actually natural, or something... weirder. Interdimensional? In a planar? I don't know.
Give me a second. Planar shift. Comes back. Nah, it's from here.
No, 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 no. Leave. Come back. Covered in blue veins. I know where it came from. Now join me!
I mean, sorry, that tickled me so much.
Yeah, I mean, I think the best guess is probably some sort of combination. Like, one of the things that has marked out all these things we've discovered, well, you know, Francois Henri and Tesla and Shoeen, they were all kind of pushing the boundaries of knowledge and combining, like, magic and technology and biology in ways we hadn't really seen before. And so...
Oh, man, how do I subscribe to the newsletter?
Well, there is this is.
I mean,
the
this
newsletter.
Is the newsletter.
Yeah, I mean, go to Europe. You'll see what happens.
Don't go to Europe. I think we need you here.
Oh, okay.
No, also, the point was that it's very, very bad. The point I was trying to make is they're pushing the boundaries of science and nature has ruined everything.
There was a book about that once, wasn't there?
Is it one of these passions things?
Oh no, they don't deal with that kind of stuff. No, they're lighter.
You mean the story of Dr. Frankenstein?
Yeah, made a weird. Person and then was really mean to them for no reason.
I mean, it was a bit of a strange story though. It's like, you know, like we know what happens when you resurrect someone, and just doing it without magic doesn't really change it, right?
Interestingly, you stumble on a piece of world lore I didn't think you'd stumble on. who would you know,
there's no knowledge literature.
I'm just gonna have to give you all some info and let you decide whether your characters know this. Okay?
I've already established
mine doesn't.
Yeah,
no.
It's fine. This genuinely, I can't believe this has come up. I'm really happy.
He looks so pleased.
I'm really happy. I figured I'd given up on it ever being mentioned. This book was recently published. It's not a very old book. It was doing quite well. Obviously, most book sales kind of collapsed about a year ago because of various reasons. So it, in this world at least, never really gained the attraction it should have. Mm. But it certainly was well received initially. And you are correct. Generally speaking, it was considered an interesting flight of fancy, though an ultimately pointless work.
Oh, no.
Critics said, it's well written. It just doesn't really have anything to add to the field of theology or science. we're not really sure why it was written. But yeah, it is a book. It is existing. Same author who is still alive. That's known knowledge. Mm. There you go.
Well, Zolf, you might know the answers to some of these questions already. So
I might well. Allow me to answer them for you. Alex, what do I know?
I need you to target these questions I cannot memorise the entire list that Bryn has memorised. I need some kind of guidance, otherwise I can just turn this screen around.
I mean that'd be really helpful.
Mr. Smith, the people that turn blue, right?
Yeah.
I know it seems like a difficult topic, but those questions, how do they seem to communicate? Mm-hmm. What do they seem to want?
Well, yeah, what are their tactics and goals?
Mm. Yeah, allow me to explain. Alex?
There is a call from up the stairs slightly. I might be able to field that one.
All right, feel free.
Oh, you're awake.
Barnes comes down looking both hungover and neat.
Hmm.
In the way that some people are.
No, I know where like they've done like the cold shower thing and are very viciously being like, I am not.
The collar is very tight.
Yes.
It doesn't need to be, but it is.
Out
of all of us, I've probably had the most combat experience with them. Although a lot of the shorelines have been stormed and traffic's been difficult. We did have a couple of naval engagements before I jumped off. You want to know about coordination?
Well, everything you can tell us, really. It's all going to be useful to working out.
Yeah, we've not met
what our next steps and our next questions are.
Remember, they ain't been here for the last 18 months.
We literally know nothing.
Their organisation is effectively absolute. From a distance, I have seen people coordinating in a way that is not possible.
Some theories about gestalt and hive mind stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people have said that. It's a bit beyond my pay grade, but I can tell you that I've seen people throwing something behind their shoulder to get caught by someone that wasn't there, who then came, opened a door to catch it kind of things. Tactically speaking, they are very keen on taking prisoners. They very rarely go for the kill. They try to avoid direct conflict where possible. They only attack when they have overwhelming odds in their favour. They normally strike to wound.
Their goal seems to be just relentless expansion?
Propagation.
As far as I can tell, the only thing that I can tell you is, if you wanted to capture every single person, this is exactly how you'd go about it, and they are very good at it.
They're like parasites.
It's hard to say.
Do people seem to degrade as they go blue-veined?
Or... Are they dead?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
I mean... Showin's almost proof of that.
I mean, they're capable of both speaking, and I have it on good authority that they have access to the memories they had before.
And the magical abilities we've heard, they don't lose their magic after being infected. Even paladins, I mean, that seems to be one of the weirdest.
I heard it's a bit more complicated with paladins. Certainly in the arcane side, yeah, they're still casting fireballs.
How do you mean complicated with paladins?
Well, it's about their connection to their god, right? So if you're taken over by somebody else, where does the connection go?
You're starting to head out of my area of expertise. From what I gather, it's not as straightforward as you're taken over by blue veins and suddenly you're still an evil paladin. Like, I don't...
Hey, Alex, can I make a knowledge religion, having been in the same theatre as Barnes, but also am a cleric?
Yes.
I think I have bad knowledge religion.
You do.
I think it's five.
Bad religion.
No, I rolled a two, so sod it.
Here's what
going to be a pattern.
No, I can give you some anyway, just by virtue of exposure.
Seven.
Which is... You're pretty much on the money with what you just said in character, which is that if you're looking at something that is either affecting the mind or replacing the person in the body and stuff like that, your agreement is between your god and you. So you know that there hasn't really been like huge swathes of paladins sweeping across the landscape as massive combat tanks. That's not been happening. The issue is you haven't seen any of it directly. You have heard rumours that there may have been a couple of cases. Unfortunately, the rumour mill is in overtime because misinformation is...
A couple of cases of...
A couple of cases of blue vein paladins going around the place being paladins and blue vein clerics being clerics, but so, you haven't seen it directly.
Yeah, so like the thing is, and basically like what I've done, is you don't have to take it from a god, right? So they could be taking it from whatever faith. It could be that this thing, whatever is the source of it, is its own
they transfer their
powerful
allegiance.
Entity. Maybe,
I mean,
maybe.
Could the thing itself be a god?
No, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Well, maybe a god, maybe something, as I said, extra planar. We're really, you know, beyond the pale here of, like...
I'm trying to think, looking around. In terms of Krakens, so you're all saying that these storms have been due to the Krakens.
Well, it's a possibility. I mean, it's a question, not an answer.
Look. Whenever we've been going around looking at weird weather patterns, there's always been some indication of some big cracking, right?
It makes sense.
Also,
it's crazy, but it makes sense.
When we took out Shoin, storm's gone.
Yeah,
for the first time in months.
I did notice that.
I mean, and there's a historical stories of Kraken is that they did have some relationship to storms and bad weather. I mean, that's
not even stories. It's a fact about the creature. That's what they used to do.
So what that says to me then, though, is he's made a lot.
Yeah,
this hasn't been affecting one or two harbours.
We saw it in Dover.
Yeah, this is entire coastline. Yeah,
how many are we talking about?
Sorry, you can see Barnes just a little light bulb go on his head.
We saw a tentacle. Did we see? We did see a tentacle, right?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we saw a tentacle.
That's been a long time as well.
Yeah, didn't know
so
what it was.
So he's been making these a long time.
But at the same time as a simulacrum. Like, I mean, once the simulacrum's done, that's like the probably the zenith of whatever they were up to. All this kind of stuff is probably a precursor.
Mm.
You know, it's easy to make something great, huge, because you've got a lot to work with.
You've got big like gears and that.
I wonder how many, like, you could maybe split, because Kraken were quite rare, so, like, but I wonder if you took a little bit of a Kraken and you turned it into a cyborg Kraken.
What's a cyborg?
It's a word that I just made up. I really like it. It means a thing that is both biological and robotic. And robots are this thing that these guys told me about.
It's a Czech, it's a Czech word.
Does that mean I'm a cyborg?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Right.
It's a compliment.
I prefer mecha squid.
How many?
Right, I'm not a mecha squid.
Well, no, that's why mecha squid's a better name.
I think that could be on the table.
I don't want more legs, but also the point that Sel was making is that's a generalised term for it, so I can be a cyborg, they can be a cyborg, but I can't be a mecha squid because I'm not a squid.
I mean, but you could be if you really wanted to be.
I don't want to be a mecha
squid. Okay, well, that's fine. Just be clear about that.
We'll table mecha squid.
Yeah, we will table that, but what I'm saying is...
Put it under the table and stamp on it.
If you had one Kraken...
Kraken.
With your cyborg legs, yeah?
If you had one Kraken that itself had cyborg legs, you could say, for instance, take some of its... Well, not your legs.
Oh, yeah, they'd be too small.
No, I still don't want to deal with... Look, they're bad enough in the sea. I don't want them coming onto land.
The point is that Kraken have lots of legs, and so what if you could split the Kraken... And they were, like, because there weren't that many Kraken around. But in order to make enough Kraken that they were along the seashore, you could split a Kraken and
get
make
like
the
a demi mecha squid.
Exactly. So there's
like
only
with
maybe
worms.
One. Exactly.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe. What it said.
Yeah,
you
could start with one dead Kraken
and build more of them
and make more of them. Yes.
But you'd need two. You'd need two Krakens for them to have a baby.
Well, you're not.
That's
made,
not how
you're,
come on, man.
He's not breeding them. He's making them.
He's a mad alchemist. He put his brain in a ball.
Yeah, let's...
And honestly, cloning things is not actually that difficult.
All right, I'm lost again. Sorry, cloning?
Cloning is when you have one thing and then you want another one that's exactly like that. Like if you have a really perfect...
Like an illusionary duplicate.
Yes, but it's not an illusion.
Or like a demi-mecha squid with like two mums that are the same mum. Or two dads at the same.
Okay,
so actually, that is one of the mechanisms by which that you can do it. So by which
I'm so lost.
Yeah, maybe you should get another couple of hours of sleep because I don't know.
Barnes is turning into Ed.
Yeah, it really is.
Genuinely, Barnes is just so far beyond. He genuinely just checks out and goes, "Fair enough." Heads back up the stairs.
Don't worry, I often actually get that response from people who've had plenty of sleep.
Barnes is very smart in very specific ways.
Yes.
But these are not.
I mean, this was just my kind of summarisation of the situation we find ourselves in and the extant questions we have and some of the knowledge we have. But obviously, you guys, you're all free, feel free to add to this, and this was to generate discussion as much as anything else.
No, you seem to have covered most of, like, the core things that we've got.
The rubbish of spotting lies comes from the corner.
Yes, that's true. And no sense of embarrassment, hence the fart I did.
Oh, that was why.
They're not.
Did I never explain that?
No, you just did that.
Ah. Right, no, that was...
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, that was...
Okay, there was a reason
for that. So
for
the entire time we were in the academy, you
I just thought you... Yeah.
Cool. I mean, I assumed there was a reason, but
yeah,
I thought it might have just...
Yeah,
anyway.
They're not great at... How do I put it? They have...
It's going to go curl up into a tiny ball and disappear.
Oh, no, it's okay.
What spell is that?
No, that's...
No, he's embarrassed, but that's a good sign.
Yes,
obviously.
They seem to be, like... They have all the memories and stuff, but they don't really seem to, like get conversation as a thing.
They are quite, you know, very literal.
Yeah, like, you're talking to a person you've known, and they know all of the stuff...
It's like they've read it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But if you ask them how they feel about it, yeah, they don't know.
They'll make it up.
This is something that Cell wouldn't know because Cell was not with Mr. Ceiling. But Cell has +6 intelligence. Cell is smarter than I am. And there's a lot of stuff written on the wall, which might be things like...
And I also told a lot of the story last night.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Before the really heavy drinking starts.
Can I just... You say very, very literal. That was a thing that you said about your Mr. Ceiling friend.
Yeah, yeah. He was quite literal.
Yeah.
So you think that they're the same mind kind of thing?
Well, I mean, Mr. Ceiling was sort of a hive mind, and there's a reason that we think this might be connected.
Well, no, he wasn't a hive mind.
Well, there were lots of brains in there all thinking brain.
Yeah, but it was one entity, like cells in a body, not ants in a hill.
Do you think there was another one?
I really should take a different name when hanging out with English.
They said they were building one under Cairo, or I think we put paid to
and
that.
And maybe London. I mean, they were talking about starting more instances. We don't know. We never were able to find out if that actually happened or not.
Yes,
and
for it to be investigated further, but we didn't.
You said that the riots started in London,
and that was the precursor to the infection. What do we know where the where did the infection start?
London,
was that the first place it was seen?
Allow me to tell you, Alex.
No one knows. Here's the info that you do have: the riots started, as far as you personally believe, or at least have the info, so it would be reasonable to assume.
Yeah,
I don't like telling characters what they believe in. Other London, riots started that spread to London, that then spread to Paris and then started to move throughout Europe. It makes sense that it started from other London. However, the rumour mill's quite strong, but given your info, that would be a reasonable assumption. Certainly London.
Yeah, what I just said. So, this is the thing, right? Like, the best thing to do, go back to the source, to London. But because we've got no way to protect ourselves and we don't know anything about it,
so we don't know.
If we go there, it's just a death sentence.
We don't know what the mechanism of infection is.
No,
even
we don't know if it could be magical.
We really hope it's not airborne.
Could be airborne.
That we were around that corpse.
I can give you some info, not about the mechanism, but certain facts that you can draw.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Exposure all but guarantees infection to a degree. Like if you're in their presence, it's highly likely that you're infected. Number two, there have been cases of mass infection where it's believed there were no blue veins present, like at ground zero.
Yeah, yeah. So it's the thing, like, it is weird. And, like, yeah, so this is why we're doing this, because it's very worrying. Although the body has been dead a while, and if they need a live host, then it can.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. People have been able to mess around with blue vein corpses
and not be infected.
Yeah. That is a recent development.
Oh my god, I thought one day you were just going to turn around and be like, yep, no. Campaign over.
Right, it's going to be a development we will get very recently if we're wrong.
Within the last couple of months, you caught wind via Wild that they have successfully started doing autopsies without infections.
So that's the working theory.
Right.
We
are
going to be testing whether that's true or not, fortunately. But but also that's the thing, like, is it, because we don't know what it is. Is it a fungus? Is it spores? Is it a disease? Is it magical? Is it like a mind-altering effect? You know, we actually don't know. Like, because spells can...
None of those are really mutually exclusive.
No, well, this is
a combination of all of them.
Because the thing is, you know,
magical fungus.
We could have got it by talking to show in. Because a spell, you'd speak words to impart your will on the mind of another, as well you know, so you can theoretically, like, transmit something like this, if it were the right kind of thing, like a mind-altering effect, through words. Which I'm going to call a mimetic effect, because it's just in my head, and so I've just invented that.
I don't
so
like cool. it, that yeah. sounds
memes.
Well involved.
So it's a...
meme?
Like a thought virus, potentially.
Like when you
how
see
you spell that?
A really cute cat, meme? And then well, just, you have to tell everyone else about that really
exactly,
cute cat.
Exactly.
And then that.
Or if you see someone fall over,
yeah.
and it's great,
yeah, and then you tell everyone.
Yeah, and they hear about it down the grapevine,
yeah.
But you got to make sure those stories are like less than 8 seconds long, otherwise people just really lose
interest. And easily repeatable.
Yeah.
Or when someone has like a good song,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you get stuck in your head like an earworm.
What's an earworm?
Not a worm that goes in your ear. A theoretical, metaphorical worm.
But there are worms
well,
that
there,
go,
there are there also are worms that go, worms in, your, that go yeah. in your ear actually, and steal your right. magic and stuff.
Yeah, those are...
Really, you should think of a different word.
Like meme?
Meme.
What's the difference? We're inventing words?
Yeah, well, I invented it. It's called a meme.
Stupid word.
Well, I think it's a great word, and I think meme is stupid, so whatever.
I'm going to use meme, says Carter.
Yeah, you would.
You're the sort of person that looks at someone repeating an action multiply and says, yiff.
You know what? On this real weird note, let's take a moment, have a break and come
back. What
is
real anymore?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome back. Feel free to carry on. This is all interesting. So I'm astonished. That one of you, at least, have been paying lots of attention. The rest of you have good ideas. So
it was Bryn. Bryn has been paying attention.
It's true, but the rest of you have good ideas.
Don't forget, I also crowdsource it from a bunch of our fans.
You. Oh, yeah, because you're the Red String Brigade. Good Lord. Okay.
He's a fraud.
Everyone knows a hive mind is the most efficient way to generate
so
ideas.
So recursive.
Your int isn't high enough. I think Cell should be the only one with access to the fan network.
My int's 18.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
I know, yours is much higher. Like I said, yours has gone way beyond the limits of human possibility. Yeah, like, whereas mine is still literally peak human.
Self's intelligence is at a point that it's not always useful.
Sorry, yeah, Helen, we'll just be dum-dums together.
Yeah, what have you got? I've got 12.
13.
But you're both...
So functionally, no, exactly the
but
same.
But you're both, like, real, real hearty,
look,
hearty
our
dum-dums.
Emotional intelligence is very high. Yeah. Yeah, my emotional intelligence is very high.
You're very grief-stricken.
No, my wisdom is very high.
No, fair.
I'm using that as a...
Okay.
Emotional intelligence. My wisdom's all right.
Yeah. Well, you're charisma-based as a caster.
Yeah.
You're so cool.
Anyway, so I think we've answered the immediate questions about the infection. I think the next task for the people in the room, which is what Hammond is about going to propose, is we get out from our bags of holding the giant stacks of paperwork we rescued from Shoeen's study. Now, we read his diary while we were still there, but we actually have a bunch of, like, plans and diagrams and stuff, so it's time for a studying montage.
I mean, we can do it. It is all in Japanese.
We're not meant to be sharing information, because if one of us is infected, they'll know what we know.
We've already been... This is what we've been doing this for the past...
But the whole point
hour.
Is that if someone here is infected, they already know this, because this isn't secret from the infected.
But they know that we know.
Well, but that...
But if they're in here with us, then we can just...
It's called intelligence.
They're telepathic, as was established.
Yeah, so that's it. If we work something out, then they know that we know that we've worked something out, because we'll be there watching them.
But we've
them
got
as
to do
them.
Something.
No, you're totally right.
I don't even have room to work out. I need to be doing...
We can clear the cell. You can, you know...
But then you'll all be in one... I would feel bad.
I mean, I can be a mouse.
You say, from your hammock, which is the only way you're fitting in this room.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. Why didn't I do this before? Tomorrow, I'll make the place bigger.
What?
Well, I can work with stone. No, because I'm a dwarf. Because I'm a cleric. Before any of you get bright ideas about mining, right?
That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah, I can't believe I hadn't thought of it before.
What
That's
do you mean
a
you
really
can make
good
the place
idea.
Bigger?
Why did we build? Oh, God.
I can magically meld stone into other shapes. Like bigger ones.
I don't think.
Does it have to be the same amount of stone, though? What are you going to do with the excess?
Oh, it just kind of goes away.
That
it's,
hurts.
It's magic.
You can make stone into any shape.
So I mean, where are you happy with engineering.
Yeah. You didn't ask. You know, where does all the energy from the fireball come from? You know, it just comes from
magic.
Magic.
Yeah. No, that comes from, I thought, another plane, and there was balance in
Maybe I send the stone to another plane.
Well, no, that's all I wanted to know.
Honestly,
that's quite likely. I mean, the magical theory is that there's an elemental plane of stone and an elemental plane of fire, and you summon it from there, but you could also potentially banish it back to there. I mean, that seems like quite a complex mechanism for a spell like that to work, by the way.
As fun as this is, you're all being really loud. What's next so that we can get this done?
Well, I think we should just study this paperwork. Look,
I'm so sorry, Carter. What, are we just going to sit here in silence for the next 4 days while you nurse your hangover?
That'd be absolutely fine.
Yeah, well, you're outvoted, you know, just stuff your ears.
Look, I know that there's this idea of, you know, operational and, you know, security of intelligence, but we've got to do something while we're here. As soon as we're out of this quarantine, you know, we've got to go in off and do other things, and this is the best time we've got to plan and research.
Yes, okay, but the more days that we go through, the more likely it will be that it's... would have shown.
Yep.
So you'll have higher confidence towards the end of this week. So let's maybe just table this for now.
Okay.
And, you know, we can spend...
Just want
like,
to be
if, yes,
doing
no,
something.
I know.
So I've actually come up with a really cool thing that we could be doing. Like, you know how really to understand people, you just mostly reduce them to numbers and statistics, and then you randomize elements in order to provide a certain level of unpredictability.
First warning. There has been one golden rule that has never been violated. Feel free to carry on. I know where you're going with this. First warning.
Did you just get a big data warning?
Doesn't it make sense to play D&D?
Second warning. No recursions. No recursions.
I mean,
no recursions. This is a hard ban.
Sounds
not
like a Patreon reward.
I am not diving down this rabbit hole.
Yes, but if we do that, can I, like, every time I have to meditate every day and I have to decide what my spells are going to be. And to be honest, the pressure is just ridiculous. So can I be something nice and easy, like whatever Hammond is, where he just has
I'd like to be some sort of hero who can swing a sword really well.
So we are jumping time ahead a few hours.
If we just keep talking, eventually he'll leave the room and we can just keep going.
There are very few hard and fast rules. This is one of them. I will turn this recording around. Okay.
We're turning it around.
And inside itself.
I am jumping ahead with a little bit of time.
All right.
And we spend so much time underground, and really the biggest... Can we play...
Everyone give me a perception check.
Can we play Meritocrats and Meadows?
Good name.
Yeah.
Good name.
Yeah. Oh, cool. We get to play it then. Thanks, Alex. You heard it, everyone. What by making? Perception check.
Perception check.
An appropriately bad
24.
Roll.
17.
21.
13. It is I, Bertie.
I'm no longer the Bertie of the party.
I am going to jump ahead to what can generously be called the middle of that night, okay?
Uh-uh.
You forced this time jump. Do not test me.
Oh,
I can
like
jump ahead more than one year.
We had a justification for why we shouldn't start immediately. We go back to reading and playing cards.
Yeah, yeah.
So, during the day, there is a food drop-off, there is a waste pickup, etc. Like, it's all...
Oh, no, it's a slot bucket.
Yes, there is.
Oh!
For what it's worth...
You remember, we are living in a world that kind of doesn't really have plumbing.
For what it's worth, it is well thought out and has things like appropriate covers and rubber seals and things like that. So it's not a complete just bucket in the corner situation. I will allow you, from just the materials that you have upon you, to start working on that if you want.
You said vacuum pump, I just thought and everyone
yeah, just get a Dyson out and just hoover it off the floor.
As always, Wild is utterly cold because you're all dead to him until you're proven otherwise.
Oh, he's so damaged.
You, Azu, hear in the middle of the night someone is moving around upstairs. You hear the sound of something has been knocked over. This is not like life-changingly awful, but it is unusual in that normally the inn has been quite quiet at night. People aren't staying there. Like, it tends to be dead from about, like, 7 p.m.
Party scene in this town is rubbish.
Is Barnes still on the stairs?
No, Barnes has forced Carter onto the stairs and has taken the corner for this evening.
I'm going to clamber over Carter and have a listen at the door.
Do you want to actively wake him up or try not to?
I'll try not to, but I'm not going to be... Actually, no, I really want to not wake him up because he'll make a racket.
Give me a stealth check, then.
Oh, no.
Let's assume you aren't wearing your armour.
I am going to strongly suggest you not be wearing your armour in this space.
You'll be taking so many penalties if you...
It would be so bad. So bad.
I think that she's not wearing her armour. She's going to be wearing her...
Means your penalty is only minus one instead of minus seven.
Woohoo! She'll be wearing under armour. Again, add for that. Oh, dear. That's five.
Oh. So as you're climbing up, you manage to just stand on Carter's hand.
Well, that's his fault. Shouldn't have his hand.
Give
though.
Me a reflex save.
That's 18.
He starts to cry out. However, if you choose to cover his mouth so that it's a... instead of a... you can do so. That option
put my
is open.
In his mouth.
You have the option of covering his mouth if you
this
wish.
This is
wish
not
to.
Stellafon. You stay away from our IP, all right?
But you said I stepped on him, so that means that you the closest thing to his mouth is my foot.
Are you trying to stop him yelling out, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So you tread on his hand and he's just...
Okay, I lean down and I'm like...
There's something going on upstairs, shush.
Okay, I take my foot out of his mouth. What?
What's going on upstairs?
Don't know, heard a noise. Be quiet.
Should we have a look?
No, we can't leave, but I just want to listen.
I mean, we can. It's dead easy.
No, shush. As it listens.
Give me another perception check.
21.
21. You hear two things. I will start from top down. So upstairs, there are multiple people in the inn.
Mm-mm.
Being very quiet.
Mm-mm.
And you hear the distinct sound of someone almost masterfully opening a set of lockpicks right next to your head. On this side of the trapdoor. It's Carter.
As he smacks Carter upside the head.
What? I'll lock it again afterwards.
No, we're not leaving.
Why not?
You absolute pile of dung.
You're a pile of dung.
No, you are.
You're a pile of dung.
Be quiet.
You tread on my hand.
I'll tread on it again.
Carry on.
Okay, this time Azu going to hold Carter, like, okay, with his arms pinned to his torso.
This isn't helping.
Okay, press him against the wall with one hand, cover mouth with the other hand. Take hand away.
Shut up.
No, shut up. Tries to listen.
I'm so glad you're on a team with this man.
If you just let him open the door, he'd solve all your problems. You'd be able to see what's happening.
He's not opening the door!
Give me another fresh perception check. You're taking so many penalties for Carter.
That is only 18.
18. You think someone is searching the place, maybe. Not trashing the place, but you get the impression that people are maybe, like, moving around the space and searching.
Okay, now I go around and quietly... Yeah, I'll wake everyone up, quietly.
Okay.
And I will say, there's something going on upstairs. I think there are people upstairs.
Oh, okay. Well, the best thing we can do then is make a load of noise and wake Wild up. Because we can't leave. Agreed.
Does anyone have any magical way of waking him up without making loud noises?
No. I don't really.
Oh, no.
We'd have to have a message, but I think you've got to have line of sight.
Oh, yeah, no, we use that. Okay, fine.
So we have to make noise?
I really want to learn sending, but... Yeah, well, do you know it now?
No,
not relevant. Yes, we do. We just have to wait. Well,
everyone give me a perception check.
Yeah.
That's 23.
Mm-hmm.
16.
Also 17.
28.
Ooh, Azu's smashing it, though, on the rolls. Cell... You hear the this is a very you thing to recognise. You hear the sound of something mechanical happening nearby. Mm-mm. Something small and subtle.
No, really.
Is knowledge engineering to work out exactly what it is?
You reckon it's probably a lock.
The door lock or something out.
Door lock.
Okay. I think we should open the door. Someone's trying to get in.
I'm on it.
Not allowed to open.
It's fine. I've got it.
You dirt. If we open this door and if they come in contact with us, well, they're in here with us.
We don't want anyone. I don't want anyone else in here.
Okay. No. We won't be trapped in here with them. They'll be trapped in here with us.
The point is, there'll be more people in here.
Yeah, but the room's gonna get bigger.
Yeah, I know. I can make it loads bigger.
Why didn't you do that?
Fine.
Well, they also might be insufferable.
More insufferable?
You all hear the sounds of voices upstairs, like in the main part of the inn.
Speaking what language?
Japanese. You cannot make out the words. I'm not even going to get a perception check. This place is designed to not let much of this kind of thing going on, but you're definitely hearing a... It sounds like the innkeeper, probably.
Like, I think we should just shout through and be like, hey, what's going on?
That was the original plan. Let's do that.
Okay. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, what they said.
Oi!
Azu picks up her armour and bashes it on the floor to make a big clanky noise.
You know what? It's hard enough to sleep in here anyway
and
without exciting things.
So, quite a lot's going to happen. So this is another one of let me finish describing instance before we go into specifics.
Cool.
How exciting.
The following happens instantly before we get into anything like initiative. There is a... and then a loud thump of someone hitting a floor. There is also the distinct sound of Wilde's voice in the building. And you hear the sound of large amounts of movement up top, of like lots of running feet running through the room.
What piece of kobolds?
Everyone, please roll initiative for me.
Oh.
Oh.
15.
10.
Oh, sorry. 13.
Also 16, because I can't read.
28.
Small and nimble.
You get like two surprise rounds before we even get to go.
In which case then, Hamid, unsurprisingly, you're first.
I mean, I don't think Hamid's... So what? We heard a thump.
You heard the thud of something hitting the ground and a cry out from presumably the innkeeper just before said thud. Then the sounds of Wild clearly speaking, like calling out.
Yeah.
And then large amounts of scattered feet up top.
I probably just shout, Wild, what's happening?
That's fine. Zolf, I have to be an initiative for now, even if it's just people like... doing nothing and just need to know.
Get up to the front of the door and says, we can't go out while we want it this way.
And Sel?
Gonna cast shield on myself.
That's fine. It'll require you to step into the sort of corridory bit, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Azu?
Should we put on our armour? Azu's already halfway to her armour.
It's probably a good idea.
Do it.
Okay. I'm gonna start putting on my armour.
Okay. At which point then...
I'll help you. We're functionally out of the fight.
There was a...
It'll take like 30 rounds. Because they're 6 seconds. So,
also, Wild basically gives another cry. And then there is the sound of all of the scattered boots all move away from the room that you're currently in towards Wild. At which point, Barnes is at the base of the stairs, sword drawn, ready to go. You'll give him this. He's quick off the mark. Carter is actively trying to fight through and unlock the door. Barnes is currently... stopping that situation.
If I'm right by the door, am I in the anti-magic field?
You mean by the door out?
Yeah.
No. So this is... I'm going to have to explain this visually. I apologise for listeners who can't see this. You have a trapdoor,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
A stairway down,
right.
Which leads to a base corridor,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the cellar, the prison room, borders onto that corridor. So there's a full length of corridor, which is the length of the prison room, mm-hmm. And that corridor and leads out and board. Up to a... staircase.
I get up really close to the door, mm-hmm. And cast
fear.
Okay.
Any creature in... I'm just pointing it through the door. I can't see what's going on. I don't know the best way to help Wild, so...
That's fine.
I'm hoping this helps.
Oh.
Any creature in a 30-foot cone on the other side of the door has to make a will save or be panicked for 9 rounds.
Okay. So what's the DC for the will save?
18.
18.
It is a level 4 spell. Like, it's a new shiny one that I haven't cast before.
Oh.
Oh, and by the way I cast fear, because I haven't cast it before, it's specifically a bloodline spell from my draconic bloodline. So I literally form a dragon face in front of my face and give a dragony roar. That is me casting fear.
So you mean there's like a hologram sort of dragon, or your face like becomes dragony?
No, like a...
somewhere between the two.
Okay, because we're in initiative order, I can't describe what happens.
Yep.
Just that you do that. So just to give us a bit more description, so a dragon face replaces your face and then you roar down a keyhole.
More like grows out of my face.
Gotcha.
And it's not entirely clear if it's an illusion or an actual physical change. It's quite fleeting, but I literally, my face forms into a scary draconic visage and then roars.
Do you do what in the Lord of the Rings film Bilbo does when Frodo tries to leave Rivendell?
Oh, it's a bit less.
No, but in that like, that. No, but I mean in that like similar. Flash of like yeah. Sudden change and then back to normal.
Yes, yeah, very much.
Maybe more like when Gandalf does the
Bilbo! Yes! Yeah, a bit more like that. Yeah, yeah.
We have to watch those films together. You're the only person I think who would enjoy them as much as me.
Okay.
Hey, I'm right in it. Yeah, I love them.
Six times.
Yeah, but she still bounces and gets giddy in a way I just don't see you two doing.
But Helen does that about so many things.
That is true. Rusty Quill Lord of the Rings thing then. Yeah, sometimes.
We'll do it as a company social or something.
Yeah.
We're watching the extended, a 12-hour company social.
Yep. You made the correct choice. We are watching the extended sessions.
You are helping Azu?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
But also keeping an eye on... okay, I'm helping Azu unless Carter or... unless anyone tries to do something stupid, at which point I will be getting in the way.
Does Hamid's action count as stupid?
No. Okay. If anyone tries to get out of the cell.
Okay. If Alex tries to worsen the situation, that's what you're actually getting at.
No, if a character tries to worsen the situation, it will be Carter. So yes, but specifically anyone.
And Azu is still putting armour on, I'm guessing?
Azu is also helping Zolf with his armour.
We probably have to do it once.
You can't.
Oh, really?
Also, like...
I thought it might be a nice thing where I could be like, I'll buckle you, now you buckle me, and then we can do like a...
could do that, but that means both of us will be done at the last possible point that either of us could be done instead of one.
It's the difference between one of you being done in 5 minutes and the other being done in 2 minutes, or you've both been done in 7 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're helping me?
Yeah, because...
I allow you to help me and also help myself.
Wild gives a definite cry. It doesn't seem to be a cry of panic, worth bearing in mind.
I hope it's a cry of attack.
What then happens is you hear the sound of all of these boots on the floor seemingly scattering to the winds.
Ooh!
They all just... And Scarpa, I'm going to drop us out of initiative unless someone actively wants to stay in initiative for some reason.
No. Wild, what's going on? Wild, are you okay?
There's no response.
Oh, Mr. Wild?
Anyone?
I'm going to make a constitution saving throw to belt out, "Oi, Wild," as loud as I possibly can.
There is no response.
Oh. That man is so impolite.
That man is maybe... has been killed.
So we need to know what's happened.
Because the alternative is we get this wrong and we cause an outbreak in Japan. So is it Wild or the entire country? That is the choice we're making.
Is there a keyhole?
Friend of yours?
Can I attempt to look
there
through
is a
the keyhole?
Yes.
Oh, you're the right height as well.
Give me a perception check. There has to have been a keyhole because your fear effect went through it.
22.
So from here, because of where the trapdoor is,
you can sort
of see the entrance to, you know, the trapped room that drops people down into that cell.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember that.
On the far side, there is a corridor that runs the length of the inn. You can see a set of claws are currently just poking out past the edge of the wall, and you can see them sort of tapping Velociraptor style. In terms of size, they are small.
Kobold.
It is the cobble.
So, look, yes, he is a good friend, but okay, I'll rephrase the question. A friend or the entire country of Japan?
What colour are the claws?
Things are rarely so binary as dramatic choices like that try and present.
They might be red, yes.
Scrock?
At which point I'm going to end the episode.
Oh, no. I'm imagining Wild is sort of like tied up and surrounded by lots of kobolds.
I need you to know, leaving you all trapped in a cell with the entire country going to hell just to see how long you all stay down there did occur to me as an option. Did discount it.
Well, we'd only stay there down there 7 days because I think Zolf would just like clonk us all on the head if we tried to get out.
He would be right to do so. We must observe quarantine procedures. If that isn't relevant to the real world right now...
And also, has anybody ever seen a zombie film and would they like to talk to me about any character saying, but maybe we can bend the rules just this
way?
I've got to end the episode.
Okay. Just don't believe in binary choices.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening. Thank you. Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Tio Kvilberg, Cusbunny, Emilia Lee, Cora Larson, Rapsodia, Hannah McNutt, I Think Spirals Should Vote, Amaya, Stacey Bright, Matt Freeman, Black Dog, Karen Hammerston, Heather Biggs, Sinabi, Maria Tickerhoof, Catherine Nye, Jackie Tolomeo, Mary S, Laura, Miranda B, Kiera Gittins, Tiezi, Jeffrey de Conning, Louis Narrow, Ian A, Christina Stubb, Haley Phoenix, Kototif, Katie Glasson, Arcturus, Jenny Steyen, Abigail Eileen, Chris L, Danny Colgan, Jude, Jennifer Dias, Megan Batchelor, Moomin Family, Samantha Lee, Anita Matheson, Stephanie Schinkel, Ali Enia, Hannah Sanna, Joan the Deer, C. E. McGill, Tamara Steves, Nadia Bracegirdle, Stitch, and Esme Whale. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.